The Curse of the Boggle's Beard by Siobhan Roden, read by Jack Hawkins. Prologue. Barnaby Fig couldn't tear his eyes away from the sight of the old woman in the enormous glass jar. Clumps of grey hair swam around her face before setting like jellied eels. Her dress twisted like a hungry snake around her legs and large belly. Barnaby was transfixed, unaware of his own injuries. Her already wrinkled face was creased beyond all recognition, and two hooded eyes, full of anger and resentment, glared accusingly at him. He stared back at what now resembled a large and demented pickled walnut. It isn't nice to be hated by a walnut, especially a large and demented one. He tried to look away, but realized with a jolt that he couldn't. Granny had been right. Pickling was in his blood. And he had just been involved in the darkest pickling of all. Chapter 1. The Purple Mansion. 4 days earlier. Barnaby opened his eyes and stared up at the revolting violet ceiling. He closed them again tightly, trying to shut out the hideous lilacs and mauves that surrounded him. He was staying in one of his Granny Hogsflesh's many bedrooms in her enormous mansion in the middle of town. Everything was a shade of purple. It made her feel sophisticated, but it made Barnaby feel sick. He tried to imagine he was back in his little bed at home. His old bedroom was about the same size as the bed he was lying in now. In fact, the whole of his house could fit into just one of Granny's bedrooms.